go. Get up out of bed. Get up. Get up with Tim and Jess. Hit CQ.
Good morning, Central Queensland. It's Tim and Jess. Just gone 3 minutes past 6 a.m. on Hit CQ. Happy to be here on your R&B Fridays.
I've always looked forward to R&B Fridays, Tim, but for some reason I'm just even more pumped today.
Well, why?
I don't know. Like, I just want to get into the R&B bangers already. Just hurry up.
I will press the button and we will not talk about what's coming up on the show, if that's all right with you.
I can wait another 30 seconds.
All right. 30 seconds? Oh, you sound like my girlfriend.
Wrap it up quick. Come on.
Wrap it up quick. Again, Jess, as it's always Friday, the plug-in, we are going to plug it in after 8:30 because we want to help people that might be looking for something to do this weekend across Central Queensland. So if you have anything, well, the whole reason is we plug it in for you. So we'll tell you what's going on so you can go in and get involved.
Hit us up on our Facebook page. Just search for Hit CQ and send us some details.
Yep. Also, our pressure test coming up after 7:30 as well. I'm not going to be here Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday next week. I've taken a couple of days off because I'm driving from Melbourne back to Central Queensland.
For the second time,
because I'm flying to Melbourne to meet my girlfriend who's coming from South Australia.
Yep. Sounds like you've mail ordered her.
Yes.
She existed before we moved to Queensland.
And now she's driving up to move and live in Central Queensland.
It's so exciting.
So I feel like we need to make the most Central Queensland welcome pack that we potentially can offer her.
I mean, she did move her whole life for you. So let's give her a basket.
A wicker basket is a fair trade.
Tim, coming up next, though, I want to talk about a bloke that's been impaled on a building site by a 1.2 metre rod.
No, thank you.
You won't believe how many organs it pierced.
Can we just go to the...
Or where it inserted itself first in his body.
No, thank you. We don't have to talk about it
if you want. No, we can talk about it straight after the straight-up banger.
Tim and Jess on Hit CQ on your R&B Fridays. It's not good.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
I want to tell you about a bloke who got impaled on a building site in India.
Can I just quickly say, I don't know what your objective is and your goal is. The last few weeks, all you've been doing is trying to make me squirm.
And it's so great. And the stories keep coming.
Jess, this is a radio show for the people of Central Queensland to inform them what's going on around CQ and around the world.
And I'm hoping that all of them are squirming too. That's my main goal. So a bloke in India
just do it.
Has been impaled with a 1.2 metre rod.
Mm-hmm.
It went straight through one of his testicles, all the way through his body, and came out through his collarbone. Just...
Yeah.
He fell a few stories.
Thanks, Captain. Thanks, Captain Information.
Just a few stories. Slipped and fell on a pile of steel rods. One went straight through the testicle.
Yep.
Straight through several organs.
Of course.
It went through the whole middle of his body. So small intestine, colon, liver, diaphragm, and lung. And then out through the collarbone.
Well, at least it's come out.
Yeah, and surgeons were amazing, miraculously able to pull this rod out, save every single organ. He has only been in the intensive care unit for 2 days and he's going to make a full recovery.
Surely, before you take it out, you go, all right, let's put him in a chicken rotisserie. Give him a few spins, take some snaps for Insty. Let's move on with our day.
I mean, that's a lot of organs for it to pierce through.
Mate, if it was going through one organ, you'd be concerned.
Yeah.
And the fact that it's gone through... His main organ, it's downstairs, is...
The left
absolutely
testicle.
Should not be doing hand signals while we're filming this. But but that's not... This is why I don't like pipes and poles and stuff like that. You see, like, when people try and jump fences and their calf gets, like, impaled?
Yeah, no.
Oh, yeah, now you're squirming. If you had testicles, you'd understand. I just think, look, if you're listening right now, Jess is clearly trying to get under all of our skins. And
is it working?
Maybe.
Then I win.
It's not a...
Happy Friday for everyone.
This is meant to be about R&B, not squealing.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
Later on this morning, I will be getting on a plane and flying to Melbourne. When I land later on this afternoon, I will be catching up with my girlfriend who I haven't seen in a very long time.
And everyone's very excited to finally meet your girlfriend because a lot of people in the building, yeah. Tim, and probably across central Queensland don't believe you
that
she actually exists.
And look, I know I just have a feeling that a lot of people in central Queensland, long distance is pretty popular, like with FIFO and stuff like that, people working here, there, and
I wouldn't
everywhere.
Say it's popular. I don't think a lot of people like it. I think it's common.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It's popular. It's not like, woo, FIFO.
I love not being with my partner.
I meant like it's very common. So I'm very excited because we're getting in the car. So we're kind of meeting halfway. I'm driving from Melbourne to central Queensland with her. So mm-hmm. I've got the next 3 days off, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. I'm not going to be here. So have fun with that. Don't know what you're going to do.
Hopefully not take us off air. That's my only goal.
Fingers crossed, hey? You can't win every medal.
But we want to welcome her to central Queensland in a way that is going to make her feel at home straight away.
The most central Queensland way. So on 13, 12, 16, look, I'm going to reach out for some help because we've only lived here since November. So we're still getting there.
4 months in, I think we have a little bit of a grasp of what we can put in there.
So we just want a wicker basket to present to her when she gets here on mm-hmm. Wednesday night and show to her that she is welcome to central Queensland.
My first suggestions.
Sure.
A pineapple and some mangoes.
Pineapple and mangoes. So I know she eats them.
Definitely get some mangoes in there.
Okay.
Ooh. So good.
So I'm also thinking a cane toad. Look, if I can find one crushed on the road, that's really central Queensland.
I don't feel
Queensland.
Like your girlfriend's going to want a dead cane toad next to her fruit.
Well, see, this is why I need help. Clearly, I'm not the most creative when it comes to creating this hamper, this quicker basket of love.
What is something just essentially central Queensland that we can put in this basket to welcome her to her new home?
That's right. It could be something that we're not even aware of, or it's something that, like, we love those truly local things. Mm-hmm. So 13, 12, 16, building a hit CQ hamper. What do we put in it?
Tim, you're going to meet your girlfriend today. It sounds like you're going to meet her for the first time.
I know.
Like,
we've been together for a year.
You're going to pick up your girlfriend, bring her with you to central Queensland.
So my girlfriend is moving. We've done long distance since November. And look, it hasn't been fun.
I am so looking forward to her getting here, so I have to stop listening to you whinge.
And I know there's people in a lot worse situations with their partners where they only get to see them a week for every 2 months mm-hmm. and then they repeat, repeat, repeat. But it's for the first time in my life experience long distance, I'll admit, it has been a tough time.
And it sucks.
It sucks.
But we really want to make sure that she's feeling welcome.
Super
welcome. Her name is also Jessica.
We need her to stay. So this is why we're doing
so
this.
So we're putting together a bit of a hamper to welcome her to central Queensland.
A hit CQ welcome pamper hamper.
So on 13, 12, 16, we've been asking,
what do we put in it?
What is something essentially
central Queensland?
Central Queensland that we can put in there to welcome her here.
That's right.
So her brand new home.
We have, is it Ian?
Yes, Ian from Gladdy on 13, 12, 16.
Ian, mate, what are we going to put in this welcome hamper?
Fresh reef fish.
Fresh reef fish? What's a reef fish, mate?
Like red emperor or coral trout or something like
that. Okay, yeah, sorry. Yeah, red emperor. Yeah, all right. Seafood is something that we have been talking to a lot of staff about. So is there anything else you can think of, mate?
Or prawns or mud crabs.
Prawns and mud crabs,
Of course. The mud crabs, Tim.
This is like a seafood tray that you win at a bingo night.
Yeah, this part of the hamper is probably going to have to be refrigerated. Yeah,
that's all right. All right, Ian, thank you very much for your help, mate.
No worries.
We've also got Colin from Rocky on 13, 12, 16. Colin, what else should we put it into our hit CQ hamper welcome pack?
Bottle of rum.
Bottle of rum.
Are we talking Bundy rum?
Bundy rum.
Is there any other?
Colin, so
Touché.
The moment we have a lot of seafood, we've got some pineapples, and now we've got a bottle of Bundy rum.
You've got a full main course, Tim. You've got the seafood for dinner, you've got fruit for dessert, and you've got Bundy rum for a good night.
All right, Colin, I really appreciate your help, mate. Thanks for that.
It's a pleasure.
And we've finally got Lara on 13, 12, 16 from Rocky. Lara, last thing, what's going inside our Hit CQ welcome pack?
I think you need to put a pair of thongs in there.
Pluggers.
Their thongs.
You know what? And that's one of the things I love about CQ. You can wear thongs everywhere, Lara.
Yeah.
Pluggers are allowed everywhere.
Yeah.
What type of theme, Lara?
Pardon?
What type of theme pluggers?
Definitely black, but then they're still classy.
Yeah. Black is the classiest of all the thongs.
So what? Should I not get ones with pineapples and lots of colour?
No, plain black because you wanted to be able to wear it with everything.
Fair enough.
Definitely.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Lara.
Thank you. Bye.
No worries. There we go. So
some good options there.
Have you written it down? What we've got
I've written
it?
Down a list. We've also got Donna message through to the station on Hit CQ on Facebook. She said that you should also add a maroon shirt mm-hmm. And a bunch of Cooktown orchid flowers. I know how much your girlfriend likes flowers.
She likes flowers. Look,
we got a maroon shirt. If someone wants to give us a maroon shirt, I'm on board. You're a New South Wales man, aren't you?
I'm definitely a Blues.
How dare you get out of this studio?
Yeah. This is the
Tim and Jess catch up on Hit. Before we head off to news, I want to tell you about a moment I had last night that was so satisfying.
Be careful. It's early.
Me and my sister, we chat all the time. Night I was saying to her, oh, I'm so excited for the new episode of Riverdale. It's out right now.
That's a show on Netflix, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And she was like, oh my God, I haven't watched it yet. I said, let's watch it together. Right? So she's in Melbourne. I'm in CQ. Mm-hmm. So we line it up and we're like, all right, here we go. 3, 2, 1, hit play now. And over the phone, we hear it sync up beautifully. Dun, dun,
The Netflix little sound. Oh. Mate, I've tried it. Me and my girlfriend have tried it.
Yeah.
We never got on the same page.
You can never sync it up?
She kept pausing.
Yeah.
And I was like, mate, I can't do this.
If you're going to hit pause, you both have to hit pause at the same time or you commit to watching the full episode.
3, 2, 1, pause. But that's good because, look, to be honest, I have a very strange relationship with your sister, Jess. Yeah. She's a bit of a nerd burger, a bit of a loser in my opinion.
Hey, but she's cooler than me.
Absolutely not. And that's a worrying sound. But, Jess, can you please repeat what you told to me about, because obviously she can't listen to the radio show because she doesn't live in this state.
Yeah, well, she's been listening to the catch-ups and she said, Tim is really funny. Like, Mum's been catching her, like, laughing at our catch-up podcasts. And now you've just claimed that as you're the funny one of the two of us.
Yeah.
How dare you?
She's all right. I don't mind your sister now.
I'm definitely the funny one.
Nat, if you're listening right now, you're probably listening 7 hours later because you're listening to the catch up as you are. I really appreciate that you think I'm funny. You've gone up from a 2 in my book out of coolness to a 2.7.
Future Jessica is getting a message right now that's disagreeing with everything we're talking about.
I can't wait to talk about this in 6 months when we're finally all on the same page. This is the Tim and Jess catch up on Hit.
Trending now at hit.com.au. Joined now by our Hollywood entertainment reporter, Dean McCarthy. Dean, a bit more drama this week for Snapchat.
Let me just tell you, Snapchat, not a cool place to be working this week. First of all, Kylie Jenner told everyone that she's over Snapchat and their stock dropped by $1.3 billion. And now today, Rihanna, one of the most popular celebrities, I would say, in Hollywood, has slammed Snapchat. This is what they did. Snapchat on Tuesday ran a game called Would You Rather Slap Rihanna or Punch Chris Brown? Now, yes, I'm not kidding. Totally not kidding. Rihanna today has released a statement saying, Snapchat, I know you didn't already go that there. I'm trying to figure out what the point of this was. I'd love to call it ignorance, but I know you aren't that dumb. She is talking about domestic violence victims, and you've made a joke of it. This isn't about my feelings because I don't have much of them, but this is about all the women and children and men who are victims of domestic violence. Not cool. Oh, that's brutal.
I mean, this
is a good clapback.
A good example of like a massive company would have had to gone through many, many layers of approval for this.
Yep.
Why did no one go, you know what, maybe this isn't appropriate?
You and I think the same. I'm like, how did everyone in the company not think? How come it went through the assistant and the manager and then the general manager and the person who's in charge of this and the person who's in charge of that? How come all the people that saw this didn't think, wait a second, maybe we shouldn't make a joke out of domestic violence regarding Rihanna?
Stood up for herself, Dean. Thanks so much, buddy. I'll be chatting to you on Monday, but Tim won't actually be in the building until next Thursday.
Oh, wow. So a little savagery having a little vacation.
Yeah, I need to go and de-cleanse, Dean.
I'll try and be a savage to cover up for Tim, all right?
Done. We'll bring our savage game. Have a great weekend. Happy R&B Fridays.
Thanks, Dino.
I've got big shoes to fill, Timmy.
Yeah, I know. You got to really find your angry place.
If you want to check out anything else that's trending right now, you can head to hit.com.au. This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit. Finally, we have the answer we've been looking for, Tim.
Okay. Thanks, guys. I gotta go. The show's. We figured it out.
Get back here. I have things to tell you. We've been talking about this for months. What defines a millennial?
Yes.
At what age are you a millennial?
I got confused because. So we're Gen X?
No.
Oh.
Turns out we're not.
If you say I'm a millennial, I will slap
someone
in this building.
An official think tank has been put together. The Pew Research Center announced this week that they are applying the. What?
If I am a millennial and you are not, I will shit my pants. Keep going.
They're applying the term millennial only to those people born between the years 1981 and 1996.
Wait, so that's millennials?
That is millennials, my friend.
I thought millennials were the young. Are you sure?
I am positive. So at least, so if you're a millennial, you are aged between 22 and 36 in the year 2018.
I thought it was like 22 and under, mate.
No, they're a completely different term that they haven't come up with just yet. Because so the way that the way it works is they wait until they're at a certain age, then they name that age group, and then they define them by certain characteristics. So a millennial is defined by people who grew up around the time that computers were starting to emerge. So 1981 to 1996 is technically a millennial. If you're born after 1996, your generation
has not been named
yet.
We're
both millennials.
Jess, I really would like you to fact check that because I cannot agree.
It's on the internet, Tim. It must be true because I'm a millennial and I believe everything I read on the internet.
Maybe it is a bit truer than I thought then. That is, because I've always thought the millennials were like born from 95 onwards because the when they say, oh, the millennials are avocado on toast, so you're never going to buy a caravan that way.
No.
Ugh, stupid. I don't believe your website. I don't believe your website. Send me the link.
I've done facts. I'll send you the link right now.
All right. Well, if you're 22 to 34, I'm sorry. It'll ruin your morning.
This is the Tim and Jess Catch Up on Hit.
Tim, if you like Kanye West and you're super single...
Untick.
Yeah. I've got a new dating website for you. Now, you absolutely would have jumped on this as a single fella.
Sure, tell me about it.
It's called Yeezy.dating.
Incredible. Continue.
It's a brand new dating site for fans of the genius Mr. Kanye West. That's a direct quote from the website.
Love it.
So essentially, it is a dating site that they are launching, preparing to launch. You can get early access now by entering your email address.
Pre-sale tickets go on sale in March.
They're launching a dating site for fans of Kanye West. So only fans of Kanye West will be on this site.
Beautiful. So smart, individual, lovely people.
There's a clause on the website that you can find, asterisk, Taylor Swift fans are banned from this website. So if you like Taylor Swift, you are not allowed on this dating site.
Good. We don't want those crap people in our group.
Do you think this would actually work? Like, absolutely. Is it that much of a deal breaker if your partner doesn't like Kanye West?
One of the most genius minds in music of our generation. Okay. Yes.
You love Kanye almost as much as Kanye loves himself.
He's got more hits than Floyd Mayweather, the boxer. Poo-poo, pop, pop. Dad joke. Poo-poo, bang, bang.
So Yeezy Dating. It's totally on its
Yeezy
way.
Dating.
If you want to sign up now, Yeezy.dating. Make sure you enter in your...
Yeezy.dating. Dating.
You have a girlfriend. You're going to collect her today.
DNS error. Thanks, man.
What?
Is it Yeezy.dating? I've written the word dot, like D-O-T. This is why I'm not...
How do you have a girlfriend? I don't understand.
Clearly not through my spelling.
Yeezy.dating for big fans of Kanye West and not fans of Taylor Swift.
Yes. Well, there should be more websites where it's the people not a fan of Taylor Swift, in my opinion.
Wow.
But, hey, her new song isn't too bad.
This is the Tim and Jess Catch-Up on Hit.
Tim, we're joined by a very special guest on the phone right now. Her name is Sue Ellen Pitt. She's a Leukemia Foundation Community Fundraising Officer for both Wide Bay and Capricornia. Sue Ellen, this is such an exciting time of year for the Leukemia Foundation.
Well, it's always exciting, Tim and Jess, but this year is very special. We're celebrating the 20th anniversary of World's Greatest Shame.
Wow.
And it just adds to the atmosphere and like a culmination of all the work that the Leukemia Foundation has done for so many patients and their families over so many years.
And you guys have raised a lot of money over the last 20 years. Are you expecting a massive amount this year as well?
Our target nationally is $16 million and we are on track to reach that.
That's incredible. Now, the World's Greatest Shame, I remember it from when I was a young boy. And I remember the van or the truck would come along and all the young kids and people would get up and they'd open up the side of the truck and people would shave their heads. And people absolutely have a ball because they know they're having fun. It's a bit silly, but it's all going to a great cause.
It is. We receive no ongoing government funding. And therefore, you know, when people put up their hand to shave or cut or colour their hair, sometimes even wax, they get sponsored and all that money goes to providing services like free accommodation when they have to have treatment, particularly for regional patients like the CQ patients. It's generally straight to Brisbane. Mm-hmm. And the treatments, they're not a quick fix. They can last many months. So to take that financial burden off the families so that they can concentrate on getting well is the most important thing that we can do.
Now, Sue Ellen, there are plenty of events that people in central Queensland can head out to this weekend. Where can we find out information about them?
On the World's Greatest Shave website, there's an event page, so you can just pop in your postcode. But we're kicking off tomorrow with big events at Stockland in Gladstone and Rocky. We've also got the Tenham Sands Hotel. They're kicking off at 11 for a couple of hours. We've got Parkhurst Town Centre, and we've also got a guy that's a great supporter. He's actually the highest fundraiser in CQ last year. His name's Mick Grizzly Adams. he hasn't had a shave for a year.
Whoa.
And he's looking very hairy. He's not called Grizzly for nothing. And he's actually shaving at the Queensland Titles at Blackwater Speedway on Saturday night.
Oh, fantastic. So, thank you so much for joining us, Sue Ellen Pitt.
Thank you, Jess and Tim.
No worries. Make sure you check out the website exactly how you can get involved this weekend.
Yeah, worldsgreatestshave.com.au.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
And if you're a big fan of space like myself and Jess are, then this story is really going to rustle your jimmies because...
Oh, my jimmies are ready to be rustled.
Get ready, boys. Scott Kelly, an American spaceman.
He has the greatest Instagram.
Okay, I did not know that.
No,
seriously,
Tim.
I didn't know you knew him.
You love space stuff. Go follow Scott Kelly on Instagram because he's always posting stuff from the space station.
So Scott Kelly has been in space for over a year.
Yeah.
Scott Kelly has a twin brother, Mark Kelly. Scott's recently come back from being in space for the last 365 days.
Mm-hmm.
He's come back with different DNA, no longer an identical twin with his brother, Mark.
What?
So
how does it change?
Well, there's the obvious reasons where you're up in space and like people come back taller because their bones and their muscles all stretch out because right. You don't have the gravity pushing you down. People also come back a bit more heavier because there's no way it's harder to exercise.
Do you think
while you're in
that's
space.
Why I'm small and fat because of the gravity? Can we say that's why I'm small and fat, not the KFC?
Look, I'm not a scientist.
But I'll take it as fact.
It is incredible because these DNA changes reverted within 2 days of him coming back to Earth. So for 2 days, he wasn't identical to his twin brother, right?
Wow.
So the DNA repair, bone formation networks, oxygen deprivation, and elevated carbon dioxide level, these are the things that contributed to his DNA changing. And when he came back, it all sort of got itself back together.
And so now he's an identical twin again.
Now he's back to being an identical twin.
This
I'm saying
is
like
some
his fingerprints
stuff right
and
here.
Stuff changed, but... He's come back because obviously identical twins share the same DNA and something's happened up there. Don't watch the new movie Annihilation if you don't want to know about scary stuff
is
that could happen
in space. Is this the one you
told
me not to watch?
Yes. I was like, you should watch this movie. Then I watched it and I was like, absolutely don't watch this movie. But I just found it very interesting that someone can come back to Earth with different DNA from their twin brother.
I mean, forget Weight Watchers. Send me to space.
It was only that easy, eh?
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
Something that I do find interesting, and I know this might... If you're listening right now, I could be speaking directly to you.
Right.
Multitasking, a lot of people think, if I can multitask and do lots of things, I get more done, right?
Right.
And I used to be a firm believer of, look, I can have heaps of hands in heaps of different jars, heaps of different pots, I can do everything. Look at me go.
Right.
I'm a DJ. a lot of scientists are coming out and saying... Hey, guys, that is not true. They're saying this is false and it actually limits your productivity at work
right.
and at home. So if you think you're multitasking, and I had to change the way I thought about it because there was someone I worked with when I used to sell doors when I was a superhero.
Oh, right, sure. Hey, guys, did you know Tim used to sell doors?
I was also a lifeguard, but we don't talk
wow.
about that very often.
Okay.
But he would always be doing too many things and nothing would get done. And I was like, I don't want to be like, insert fake name, Kevin. I was like, I don't want to be like Kevin. Man, this is too much for me. And so, because I'd go to him and be like, can we get this? What's going on? And he'd be like, you can't do it.
Yeah.
And then I realized, I was like, if I don't want to be like Kevin, you just do one task, finish it, solve the problem, and then move on.
Right.
And I think you, in the 2 years I've known you, have gotten better.
Have I?
At problem solving one at a time. I'm not saying you're great. I think in the last You?
I was going to say, definitely just me and Kevin could be kindred spirits, I feel.
Mate, if you want to go back to the door factory and I can introduce you to Kevin if you really want. But I don't want people, because a lot of people think if you're doing lots of things, mm-hmm. you'll get lots done. And that's not necessarily the case.
Pick a thing, finish the thing, move to the next thing.
That is tattoo worthy quote.
Tramp stamp. Here Tramp we come. Stamp.
This is the Tim and Jess catch up on Hit.
Maximilian there, sexual healing. It is 8:14, Tim and Jess on Hit. Thank you. Just as a bit of fun, I don't know if you're sitting in your car or at work right now and you do this to songs, but often I will do any song, but I'll just be Sean Connery. Okay. And so sexual healing.
Sexual.
And I would like you to repeat your impression of Sean Connery, Jessica, singing Sexual Healing by Maximilian.
When I get that feeling. What sexual healing. Isn't it great?
You nailed it.
I
definitely
Thank
nailed
you.
It.
I know. It's so good.
Let's move on, my friend.
This is the Tim and Jess catch up on Hit. Trending now at hit.com.au.
The biggest trending stories across Australia and central Queensland. And I do need to stop laughing at you, Tim, because today is a national day against bullying and violence.
Yes, it is a very serious thing. Very
yeah, absolutely. Serious. And look, a record number of schools across the country are taking a stand against bullying today.
Great.
When more than 300,000 students are going to participate in the annual anti-bullying event.
Yeah, there is some stuff going around social media you can get on board with the blue butterfly inside the love heart.
Mm-hmm.
There's also some things you can get involved with across the weekend. It's a very special day, and obviously it's tough at school because it can come home with you now through social media as well, which is terrible. So just make sure you're helping out your kids, speaking with your kids. And if you are a bully, they talked about this on last night on the project, you can change and even save someone's life if you just think, what am I doing? Why am I doing this? Because it's not okay. You could save someone's life.
And a lot of kids don't realize that they're even hurting someone.
Exactly. It's so tough to realize. Like, not to an extreme extent, but like I said things as a kid that I had mm-hmm. no idea what I was saying.
Absolutely.
And I think everyone could be guilty of that.
But I think that's what this day is about. It's about raising awareness of what is not okay.
Yeah.
Because sometimes you might think you're making a joke and you might think it's all in good fun and that they're your friend, and that person might not be feeling good about it.
Exactly. So you got to be careful. Obviously, we're not saying don't joke around with your friends,
mm-hmm.
but obviously just get a read on the situation, speak to your friends and say, hey, what's going on? Is everything all right?
It is the National Day of Action. You can get involved on their website as well, Tim. You can find it on our website, hit.com.au.
This is the Tim and Jess catch up on Hit.
I just want to tell you something that's hurt my feelings a little bit. My girlfriend messaged me this morning because I'm seeing her tonight at the airport.
Yep.
I'm very excited. I haven't seen her in many, many weeks.
I haven't seen you this like happy in weeks.
I'm super jazzed because she's moving to Queensland this weekend with me, and I'm very excited. And she messaged me going, today is a great day. And I did like a bit of like playing along, like, ha ha, yeah, babe. Why is that? And she was like, I'm going somewhere really nice for lunch. So
thanks. It's just really good to see you guys on the same wavelength.
Can't wait for her to move up here. She can have nice lunches here.
This is the Tim and Jess catch up.
We've been giving away tickets to Shrek the Musical for tonight's show. It is sold out. 5 lucky winners this week, but now we need to decide who is going to win that extra VIP package.
Jess, look, we were thinking of a creative way for this random draw to give away the VIP package to Shrek the Musical at the GECC this weekend.
Yeah.
And look, we still have a Wheel of Fortune wheel in our studio from yesterday when we named our Hit CQ baby.
It was so exciting that we thought, you know what, let's just do it again.
It's really heavy. So instead of 10 squares on it today, we've just halved it to 5, mm-hmm. and we have the 5 people that have won throughout the week. Can you read out their names, Jessica?
Yeah, we've got Christy, Rachel, Kerry, Melissa, and Shirley.
All right, so we've put it on. Yeah. Jess, if you want to do the honours of spinning the beautiful wheel.
I didn't get to spin it yesterday.
All right, here we go. 3, 2, 1. Wow. Here we go.
It's a noisy wheel.
Here we go. Who's it going to be? This isn't for a VIP package. See Shrek the Musical.
I may have spun it a bit hard.
It is.
Oh.
It's Melissa!
Oh,
VIP package for Melissa, Jess.
Tim, chuck a number in. Let's
chuck
give
a number
her a call.
In. All right. Well, all right. Give me a second. All right. Here we go. Melissa, are you there?
Oh, my God! Sorry.
That's all right, mate. So now you get a night out on the town. It's very exciting. You get to go see Shrek the Musical.
And once the musical's finished, you get to stay at the Oaks Grand Hotel.
Oh, this is awesome.
Now, do you know anyone that's in the show, or are you just excited to see it?
I'm just excited to see it because I'm from Sydney and I don't get to go to these hot shows anymore. Wow. So
absolutely. That's cool.
Excited to be going to a musical.
Well, congratulations, mate. Have an absolute ball at Shrek the Musical.
You are awesome. Are you going?
I'm absolutely going to be there. Yeah, I'll be there the same night. Come say hi, Melissa.
Well, I don't know what you look like, but if I do recognise you, I'll...
go to our Facebook page. There's a few photos up there. Thanks, mate.
Awesome. Thank you. Buddy boys.
Melissa's pumped.
The VIP pack also includes a Shrek booklet, yep. GECC program,
awesome.
The Shrek ears that are available, ooh. A $20 GECC gift card, yep. And some Hit merch as well.
Fantastic.
This is the Tim and Jess catch up on Hit.
Well, we went and checked out our raft yesterday. It is mid-build.
Yeah.
Should be done this weekend.
I'm excited. Look, as we were talking about earlier, I'm away until next Thursday. Mm-hmm. And I'm jazzed because I don't know what it's going to look like until Thursday because I've asked you not to send me photos.
Yeah, it is, of course, for the Great Raft Regatta that we're going to be involved in down on Good Friday.
Yep, for the Gladstone Harbour Festival. Everyone's super jazzed.
And I am in charge of picking up and collecting our raft and bringing it back to this building.
This is my fear. You are in charge of a raft.
We do want to thank our friends at Ken's Plumbing.
Ken's Plumbing
as well
have helped
as,
us out.
As well as Portside Plumbing,
yep.
The company. Because
Nigel
has just gone above and beyond for us.
We had to rein Nigel in a bit because he was like, what do we do this? What do we do? I was like, mate, let's get it in the water, eh? But Nigel, I do appreciate all the effort you're chucking in because, and we did post a little bit of a sneak peek of what the raft looks like.
I did ask a few people, Tim, and I put it out on our Instagram.
Yes.
Just search for Hit Central Queensland. And I said, do you think that Tim and Jess's raft will float?
All right. So it's one of those polls, hey?
Yeah.
So you can see the results at the end of it. Where are we sitting on? So sinking compared to floating, where
12,
are we at?
12 hours after posting that poll,
okay.
67% of people think we're going to float.
Float. We're going to float?
Sorry. We're going to sink.
Oh, no.
I got your hopes up.
Yes.
And I've torn you down.
You shot me in the chest.
67% of people think we're absolutely 100% not going to make it.
Look, I can see why that is.
They haven't seen Nigel's vision, though, Tim.
No.
I didn't let anyone see it just yet. I reckon next week I will post a photo when you get back on Thursday.
Okay. You know what the best...
Because I don't want you to see it.
No, okay. I like that. You know what the best thing is? Like, when we were coming up with the design of the raft, I was doing little scribbles, little doodles on a piece of paper. And as someone that's not a builder, plumber, or have any outside skills... This is my vision to the next level. So, like, this is my vision if my vision could have a vision.
Mate, they absolutely threw your vision away and they went with something that's actually going to work.
Look, fair. We are excited because on Monday, if you do need to register your raft, you need to do it by Monday, the 19th of March. So make sure you get it done for Good Friday at the Gladstone Harbour Fest.
And hey, if you've been working on a raft, send us in a picture. We want to see your ideas.
We need to see if we can sink your ship. Anyway. Tim and Jess.
Catch up weekday mornings from 5 on Hit.